Brandon, what is it like when you lose, you know, a player who you've been with for a number of years like Steve Smith?
Well, you know, it's always tough to lose a player like Steve. You know, Steve, he brought a lot to our team. You know, he's going to be missed, no question about it. You know, I think we got guys here that can, you know, feel, you know, it's going to always be hard to fill a role, you know, that's supported by a player like Steve. But, you know, in saying that, I think we do have a lot of talent here. You know, we got a lot of young talent. You know, we got a lot of guys. We got Hickson back, which is a great help to our offense. You know, players go where the most money is, you know. Guys don't only play this game because of the love of the game of football, but they also pay it to be well compensated, and I guess that's what the Eagles did with Steve. They compensated him better than anyone else in the league can, so that's where he went.
Brandon, you wonder, you said players go for the money, which is, we all know that. Are you wondering why this team is not offering more money to some of these players?
Well, you know, I'm not wondering why, you know, because part of me kind of know why they're not, you know, being with the salary cap being the number what it is now, and it's going to be kind of hard to get a lot of high caliber players like Steve and a lot of other people that have slipped through the cracks as well. So, you know, it's the nature of the business.
But this is why you restructured, I would think, so I didn't have room to do stuff like this, keep guys like this, right?
Right. You know, you got to be able to, you know, I want to win. You know, I want to be able to play to be successful as an individual player and as a team. So, I restructured to get 44 back here. And that's what we got. So anything else that we're able to bring back off of the little I gave back, you know, it's a plus. So, you know, but in saying that, you know, Steve's going to be well missed, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got a lot of talent. We got Duke Calhoun also stepping up, playing very, very, very well for us. And he's going to be, you know, a key and, you know, the guy that's going to need to be have the ball. So, Of course, we got Hakeem, we got Hickson, we got Manningham, we got guys that can catch the football and run routes and that know what they're supposed to be doing. So, we just got to wait to see how things, you know, pan out.
Brandon, how anxious are you to see the rejuggled offensive line in this first preseason game, and how much do you want to play just to get some kind of chemistry going with them?
You know, this is going to be my seventh year, you know, and everybody always wants to play. But, you know, I know what this thing is all about. And you know, me personally, I don't really like the preseason, to be honest with you. So, you know, guys go in and get hurt and banged up, and the preseason game doesn't mean anything. You know, but it's time to get guys out there to see who's going to be a dog or who's going to be a cat. So, you know, I don't mind going out there just to prove that point, to be honest with you. You know, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, with the different guys playing on the line and, you know, and how the chemistry is going to be among our team. So, I can't wait to see it.
Man, it's one thing to lose Steve, but it's another thing to lose the Eagles. And at this point, are you starting to get fed up with what you're seeing now?
Not really. You know, they can build a dream team, you know, as they call it, and have all the guys down there that they want to. It's a very talented team before the guys that, you know, that they added. But, you know, just you got to keep in mind that there is only one football that you play with on the football field. And on as far as defense, there's a body for everybody that's out there. So, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me. I like competing. You know, they had a good team, you know, before this offseason, and they got a great team now. So, you know, it doesn't really mean anything to me. You just got to go out, and we got to compete.
Hey, Brandon, going back to the restructuring for a minute, you're restructuring so 44 is here, which means if 44 is here, you might get the ball less. So could you talk about the unselfishness of wanting to restructure, bring somebody back, even if it means that you might touch the ball less?
Well, you know, that would be pretty selfish for me to say, you know, no, you got to bring somebody else and not him. Nah, it's not about that. Like I said, you know, previous being up here, I want to win games. And, you know, no question that 44 is a big help to us winning football games. We all know that. So whatever comes out of that, you know, we have to take it, you know, take it on the chin and roll with it. I mean, I have money. I'm not shy to say that, you know, and we needed to get him back here the best we can. So, I took that hit. But, you know, I wasn't the only one that also, you know, took one. So, you know, it's guys that know and guys that realize what winning means and what you got to do and the price you have to pay, literally the price you have to pay to win.
Yeah.